Specifically with Dave's joint conversation here for Gary Lee, ADC, numbers 252-203. Mr. Lee is currently serving a 20-year sentence for fraud scheme to run across. He has a CSB today, July 21st, 2025, granted the release. He would actually be released on July 20th of 2019. He's currently serving one count of the fraudulent scheme to auditors. He actually has six counts of forgery, taking identity of a mother where he received 11 years sentence for each one of those. They were running in concurrent with this sentence, and so those other six sentences have since expired. States that his reason for one commutation is that what he did and what he stated in his words, he normally used fraudulent identification to open two bank credit cards in a bank account, and also renting an apartment. After receiving two bank credit cards that were attained by fraudulent, he proceeded to use them to pay for merchandise. Says that he's seeking a reduction in his sentence. He feels that he's serving 10 years of his sentence with 7 years remaining on his sentence. Says in 2012, he's actually been taking some classes and done very well. States he required 8th grade mandatory literacy reading. He's been doing some tutoring since he's been incarcerated. Says that he accepts full responsibility for his actions, but he believes his offense in the punishment does not go up to a 20-year sentence for a violent crime that he actually committed. Some of the classes that he's taken is thinking straight, intelligent thinking, anger management, all of our programs, mass prevention, and substance abuse program. Says that if he is released early, that he'd be living in Tempe with his family member. If his sentence is commuted, he would also like to have 2 years of that, 7 years on home arrest. According to his AIMS report, he's only had one ticket of violation since he's been incarcerated. That was a violation that was in 2011, which was for promoting prison contraband, so he hasn't had any other tickets or citations since he's been there. He does have an extensive criminal history for forgery, fraud, theft of service, aggravated taking identity, fraud, use of credit cards, forgery with written instrument, and he also has an incident while he was incarcerated prior for a prisoner, two counts of possession of making contraband while incarcerated. According to the court records that we have, is that he had count 11 fraudulent schemes with two prior felony convictions, having been on probation. At the time of the offense, he was sentenced to 20 years. As a result of that, he did have counts 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, which were forgeries, and count 4 was taking identity of another. Also had that at the time that he was convicted, the court did find that he had prior felony convictions that they had the records for, falsifying tampering records of non-dangerous felony, committed in 2015 and in 2001. He was also found guilty of a felony that was in New Jersey. According to the reports that we have, April 20, 2008, and July 3, 2008, he executed a scheme to become a new person using illegal methods, defending purchases with the victim's social security numbers on black market in Vegas, which means he went to Vegas and got someone's social security number to get using that to change his identity, that he obtained that information on the black market. He then proceeded to use that information along with using the information of his brother's social security number to get credit and obtain items, as well as an apartment that he actually got under his brother's name. He does have, as I said earlier, lending from a history, he was sentenced to 15 years for recommending 15.75 of bonding scheme and no less than 10 years for the crime that he's actually on. Because his sentences were run concurrent, I do not feel that these sentences were excessive, as he did commit numerous crimes as a result of his sentence. Had he been actually sentenced and run concurrent to those six 11-year sentences that he actually had, which were all run concurrent, then he would have had a total of 66 years that he would have had to do. And because those sentences weren't running concurrent with that, they also were running concurrent with his 20-year sentence, that his sentence was not excessive, the 20-year sentence that he actually gave, plus the priors that he actually had. They only alleged two felony priors that he actually had, when he actually had probably up around six priors, which would have given him much more time. I do want to note that he does have several certificates that he received. He's also attended some college and received some diplomas there. He was working and continues to work in a prison as a tutor for some of the ones that are actually there. However, based on all the information that we have, I do not feel his sentence was excessive. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Mr. Rittenhouse.
Mr. Johnson, thank you. I would just add that Mr. Lee's criminal record spans 32 pages, and he's committed crimes in Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona, and that on this crime he owes a restitution of $18,621.49. So he appears to me that his behavior appears to be escalating rather than and he appears to commit the same types of crimes in all of those cases. So I certainly agree with you, sir.
Any more comments from the board? I hear no other further comments coming from the board, and I am going to make a motion to not pass Mr. Gary Lee onto a phase two hearing. That will be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, second Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree, Dr. Wright. Agree, Mr. Neal. Agree, Mr. Quinones. That will conclude the hearing at this time.